Lips, speakers now. Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain on 98FM. The 98FM Lowdown.
It has just gone 11:15 on this gorgeous Friday morning. A highs of 22, and we are high in life in the studio because showbiz Shannon has joined the chat. Good morning. How are you? Morning,
I am great, guys. I missed you yesterday.
Yes.
I know.
We were doing our thing in boots. Yeah. Now, I'm glad no one was in my seat.
But where's my present?
We got you a present.
What is
it's us.
Oh,
our presence is a present.
Wow. I'm so chuffed with that, guys.
When you arrived in the door, we both told you you looked tanned.
I know. Thank you so much. You're finally noticing my salut tan, you know?
Just 5 days late.
I'm very excited about this. You know, back in the day, we had the X Factor with Saturday Night Telly. Your Saturday Night starts here. Well, things are changing.
Yeah, so a UK version of the iconic Saturday Night Live show is set to launch in 2026, guys. Wow. So the creator of SNL Live, Lorne Michaels, is planning to launch a British version of the sketch comedy show to Sky, so we can watch it, which is fab. The spin-off version will follow the US format, rotating around celebrity hosts and musical guests, and each week it will feature a British comedian. And Sky promises the funniest British comedians around. So we don't know who it's going to be. Any guesses?
Alan Carr.
Michael McIntyre.
Graham Norton. He's Irish, but yes.
Yeah, we'll get him on there. I really want to see Ricky Gervais.
Oh, yeah.
Would Ricky do this?
For money.
For the right price. Yeah.
For the money, honey.
Yeah.
And this has no presenter. It's a different celebrity every week.
Changing.
And they write the script every single week. Week to week, the script is wrote.
So are we saying it will also star the American comedians from the American version as well?
I don't think so. I think it's just focusing on the British comedians. But the creator is going to be the producer. So he knows the brains behind it.
I'm surprised this hasn't gone to somewhere like Channel 4.
Sky? Yeah, if it's going to Sky.
Yeah, it's going to Sky.
Okay, well, it's going to Sky. There we know.
Good for Sky.
And we can watch in 2026. Do we know any month?
No month. That's all we know so far, guys. Short and sweet.
Let me just drink my tea for this one.
Nope. Do we need it?
It's time for the Batman. I am Batman. I am Bruce Wayne. You want to be Catwoman?
Meow. Meow. Okay, I'm going to step
You're more
in.
Poison Ivy in that green.
Oh, stop. I need to dye my hair ginger. So, Brandon Sklenner, a.k.a. your lookalike.
He is my lookalike.
I saw a photo of him this morning, and we also thought, don't look at me like that, right? We also saw a photo of him this morning, and when Brian said, he's my lookalike.
Yes.
Nobody said anything.
When I seen a picture of him and I went, oh my God, when did I wear that? When was I with Blake Lively? When did this happen?
I think you need to go to Specsavers, Brian.
I already have glasses. He is known from the movie with Justin and Blake Lively that's causing all the controversy.
It ends with us.
I watched it on a flight to New York recently. It's a good movie.
It's a good movie. But it's a tough watch as well.
It is. It's uncomfortable.
So he's in talks to star as the next Batman. And if you didn't know, DC Studios have a Batman project in development titled Batman Brave and the Bold. And fans are pitching for Brandon to play the role. Now, Brandon is responding to the chatter. He said, I've never even talked about it. It's just started happening. And I was like, this is cool. And now maybe, hopefully, it happens one day. He went on to say, I'd love to do it. It's literally a childhood dream to do something like that, specifically that character. If I was ever to do a type of thing in a superhero space, it would be Batman.
I say, let my lookalike play Batman and Bruce Wayne.
I say, we need to get a mustache for you and then we'll see.
I say, we need Brian to play Batman.
Oh, he would be the campus gayest Batman ever, girl. Him and the Riddler, okay.
On SNL, maybe.
Can you imagine? I'm very excited. New music.
Yeah, so it's been a minute since we've heard from this girl.
I don't know
what it is that makes me feel like this. I don't know who you are, but you must be some kind of superstar. Make me stronger. Thank you, rest my love. Make me strong. Thank you.
Boys eyes.
Boys eyes.
Yes, Jamelia.
Guys, I didn't realise how many bangers she had. Mm. When Superstar came out, I was like 15. I was going to the Gaeltacht and me and my friend were practicing a dance to that song for like the Kaylee. And there we are, all the other bangers that I forgot about. So I have news. Jamelia, if you didn't know that was her, has revealed she is gearing up to release new music this year, and she's spilling the tea. Here we go.
At the end of last year, my daughter, she literally sat me down, my eldest daughter, and she was just like, you know, mummy, what are you doing? Why are you not releasing music? Why are you not doing? And I was just like, I don't know, you know. So at the beginning of this year, I went back in and I was like, you know what? Maybe she's right. And I've absolutely loved it. I'm gearing up to release some music this year. I'd say it's a little bit more R&B. That being said, there's still kind of things. There are influences that I still have in my music. I hope that it feels like a throwback, but a throw forward.
Love the fact that her child is like her manager.
Yes.
You need to make more music. Come on.
Jamelia's currently in Hollyoaks.
Is she?
I think she's in Hollyoaks.
No way.
Yes, because she was a loose woman for a while.
Uh-huh.
I think she's in Hollyoaks. She's younger than me. She's in her 40s, Shannon, right?
She's 44, mm-hmm. And it's actually been 25 years since she released music. So
no.
This is iconic, guys.
Yes, but also the music industry has changed so much.
Yes.
But I'm here for it.
Bit of R&B, can't wait.
I like the way she says, you know, I want it to be a throwback, but a throw forward.
Mm.
You know, so she's reheating her nachos, so the kids say today.
Into the microwave.
Yeah.
Yes, she's almost like Batman with my lookalike, shining a joy as always.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Kane on 98FM.
98FM with Brian and Leon. Leon. Where is Leon from?
Oh my God, is this Leon?
Well, yeah. Did you like my Bruce Wayne accent?
It's stunning, but Leon.
I was like, it's time to play Think Fast. I am Batman. No, I need to work on
that. That's actually so good.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Shannon
didn't like it.
No. She
Thank
said
you,
it needed
Russell.
More work. Russell's with us right now.
Yes, greetings. Hello, everybody.
Now, me and Brian are promising that we're going to do a lot better with Think Fast right now than we did last week.
Can we recap? Last week was an absolute mess. I was actually convinced.
Oh, you told us this after the show?
After the show, I was convinced the two of you had a conversation with each other to be like, let's just conspire with Russell and pretend not to answer any of the questions.
We would never do that. No conspiring here.
I thought it was a late April Fool's joke.
Also, happy birthday.
Thank you so
happy
much.
Birthday.
I know.
It's Russell's birthday tomorrow.
Would you believe
I thought it was 23.
It's actually the other way around that too. So plus VAT. So, will we play Think Fast? Very easy game. You can play along at home.
Not easy.
Not last week's.
Toddlers think it's easy. It's a very straightforward game where I will give you a sentence such as a city in Ireland beginning with the letter D.
Dundalk.
Dundalk. Again,
Donegal
County. Yeah. Dublin. There you go. You'd get the point.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
I know people will
give out about Dundalk. I used to live in Drogheda. There's a contentious issue about who is the city. We won't get into that because we are Dublin. And let's get on with it. So let's get on with the game, shall we, guys? Okay, first up.
Yes.
I picked this letter because it's very important to all of us, okay?
Yes.
A country beginning with the letter R.
Russia.
Bingo.
Russell, you know.
I was going to ask. Yeah, it makes sense now.
Well, you see, now last week I got the first one right and everyone else wrong. So there's a pattern here.
Yes, let's see if that's a continuation. A fruit or vegetable.
Oh.
Oh. Okay.
Beginning with the letter L.
Lime.
Oh, he's fast today. Did you have one in there, Leanne?
No, I actually didn't.
No.
Nothing came to mind.
And it's an L.
That's why you.
I also would have said lemon.
Oh, would you have? Well, you don't get a bonus point.
No,
all
you
right.
could have said leek as well. Loganberry too.
Ah, will you stop? You're so posh on your birthday.
I do.
A Loganberry.
Just on my birthday. The rest
just on
of
your
time,
birthday.
Trash. a profession.
Oh.
Beginning with the letter D.
Doctor.
Stop the lights.
Come on.
I know. Hello.
You can do this.
Good morning.
Do
Are you awake
need to
yet?
See a doctor,
I
darling?
I might after this.
Yeah. I was also going to say DJ because, of course, you know that Brian is a DJ.
DJ, thank
just
you,
like
Russell.
Our Mark McCabe.
And Leanne, thank you.
Use that very lightly.
So, Russell, just a recap on the scores, please.
You don't normally ask for a recap at this
please.
Point, but for some reason he's asking it where it's 3-0. So let's continue.
You. So if I get this, it's over.
Yeah.
Continue.
I used to be so good at this.
I know. I just don't want to be in smog all afternoon.
Come on!
You can do it. A musical instrument.
Nice.
I got it all day long. Give it to me.
Beginning with the letter M.
Microphone. My musical keyboard.
I actually have to take microphone because it is in
it's
here.
It's not an instrument.
It is.
No, the instrument is your voice.
No.
The instrument is your voice.
I have a list.
Microphone is on it. Microphone.
Now, if you...
No.
A microphone.
I'm sorry.
The instrument is your voice.
Yes. Yes.
The microphone makes no sound.
Calm down. Microphone.
Were you going to say?
I said a musical keyboard.
No.
And what is an alternative to
a musical guitar and a musical saxophone.
And a musical drum.
You could have said two here, okay?
Yeah, what are they?
A mandolin.
Oh, yeah.
Or maracas.
Oh, maracas.
Oh,
I like the noise.
So that's why. Just to relate.
Am I getting microphone?
You got microphone.
4-0. I've won. Let's just play for fun.
Okay. Yeah. Next one.
It'd be a different matter if you got the point. But anyway,
yes,
if you said microphone, it would have been fine.
Yes. Thank you, Russell. You're seeing who she is now live on the radio.
I'd be so transparent.
Question number five, please.
A city beginning.
City where?
City.
Anywhere.
Any city.
A city. Beginning with the letter O.
Ohio.
That's not a city.
Yes, it is.
Ohio's not a city.
Is it a state?
It's a state.
So you're out.
Let me you're not out.
No,
you can,
I get another chance.
You can keep going until you give me one. These are hard.
Oslo.
Ding.
I win.
Leanne got one.
I won the game.
It's 4-1. It's over for you.
I just love the roller coaster ride we go on.
It's a lot. The penultimate one. It
I'm
means
gonna get
nothing.
The rest of these,
that next
fine.
Button has got to be broken in about 10 minutes.
Question six.
A sport. Good luck.
All day long. Come on, Russell. Let's do it.
Beginning with the letter F.
Fishing.
Yeah.
Fishing is a sport.
Is it?
Yes. Is microphone an instrument?
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Fishing
is a sport.
Fishing is a sport.
What else could I have said?
You could have said football.
Fencing. Oh.
You could have said Formula One. You could have said Frisbee. You could have said fencing.
Oh, wow.
Or figure skating.
Oh, I love figure skating. Nice, yeah. Lots of Fs. The final one. It means nothing. I still win. Number seven, please.
It means nothing except...
Can we get a bonus point or something somewhere?
No. I'm glad I'm off next Friday. A household item.
Oh.
I hated this last week.
Beginning with the letter B.
A ball.
It's not a household item.
Do you have one in your garden? Does Blake and Blue have a ball in the garden?
But it's not
a
household item.
Russell?
I'm not accepting it.
And you accepted the microphone. Do you know what?
Can you give me a household item beginning with a B?
Yeah, I'm going to think of one now. Brush!
Yes.
5-2.
I have a ball in my house. I have a Gaelic football in my house.
It's not a household item.
It is for a lot of people.
It's no, not. Okay.
It is for me.
I'm going to remove myself from the studio
Thank
now.
Thank you.
So as I do this, it's
score
5-2.
Yes!
You two can find it out.
Thank you, Russell. This is for you, Leanne.
No, sorry.
Pussycat
justice,
dolls.
Justice for that microphone.
And a beep as I talk into my microphone. A 98FM, I won 5-2.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain. Turn us up weekday mornings from 10. 98FM.